The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Yes, it's all come down to this, the final day of the season. It doesn't get any bigger and the atmosphere here is electric. I'm here with Pamela Cookie and Tamsin Greenway as Team Bath warm up behind us, your old side. Both of you have won 7 Super League titles each. You've played in a few finals here. Ladies, Pam, how nervous are you when you walk out onto this court and how do you compose yourself?
Well, you've got those butterflies, but nerves are good because it shows that you care and that you want it so bad. And after all the stuff that you've gone through the season, to be here at the showcase event going for that trophy, as soon as you get that ball in hand, for me, took that first shot, I was good to go.
Yeah.
And electric playing here. The crowd are so close. You get that vibe from them as well, and you're playing alongside your teammates, your friends and your family.
Tamsin, how excited were you to play here?
Oh, I love the Copper Box. I think it's become that home of netball, hasn't it? I think Pam alluded to the crowd, how close it is, the atmosphere. It's just a special kind of arena. You don't get to play in many sort of proper arenas in your career, and to come here at finals time, to walk out with your mates and to feel those kind of emotions is really special.
And, I mean, it's incredibly loud, isn't it? And we've got a full-piece band as well, which we're excited to listen to. We might not be able to hear ourselves think, but they are absolutely brilliant. And don't forget the London Pulse, they're playing on home soil. They'll want to go out with a bang and finish in third spot. There they are, building the atmosphere as the fans arrive. And as we say, thousands of tickets have been sold. Oh, it's great to see. It really is a celebration of sport, a celebration of netball, which is the most popular female sport in the UK. Let's remind you of the semi-final results going back a couple of days. Don't forget, this is a slightly different year because they've given the girls a break. They get a day respite before playing today. Manchester Thunder, a 10-goal win over Team Bath. Pam, what did you see from Thunder the other day?
I just saw that ruthlessness that we've seen from them all season. They just kept turning the screw. Each quarter they built on, they were down after the first, but then every quarter after that they extended their lead. And it was Joyce Mbula for me at goal shooter, player of the match. How she was taking ball off a world-class defender like Pumza Mweni, it's sensational.
At Lightning against Pulse, they led the whole way, didn't they? Alice Harvey, she was player of the match and absolutely outstanding. Let's go straight to the team lineups and Tamsin, your old side, there's no change there, is there, to a couple of days ago?
No, and no surprises really with that unit. We know that partnership between Layla Guscoth and Pumza Mweni is key for them, especially with the big arm from Tash Pavlin. Obviously, Rach Shaw and Kim Borgia, their last games today for Bath. They're retiring at the end of the season. So a big send-off for them, partnered with Sophie Drakeford-Lewis and Imogen Allison in the middle.
OK, let's get to Hannah Wilkes. She's with Anna Stembridge right now.
Well, Anna, your final game in charge of Team Bath, how much do you want to go out on a big, big high?
Yeah, we really do. And I think, you know, the fact it's Kimmy and Rachel's last game for us, so we spoke a lot around putting out a good performance and a performance that we're proud of and sending them off with style. So looking to, just enjoy the moment, but putting out a good performance.
And what will you be looking at in terms of those measurables? Obviously, you want that third place medal, but you're up against a London Pole side that play with nothing to lose.
Yeah, they really do. And credit to Sam in terms of they've really built over the last couple of years. And they're a fearless side and a team that should not be underestimated. So we've looked at the way in which they try and win ball and also retain it. How can we try and win clean ball? But more importantly, convert our own given possession is key for us.
Considering the departures of yourself, Kim and Rachel, is there a few emotions running high in the dressing room or is everyone remaining level-headed for now?
Well, I don't know if you saw, they were doing their TikTok, you know, snippet. So I think, again, they're just embracing the moment. The emotions are always going to be high for, you know, whether it's a grand final, third place playoff. So, yeah, we're just really about trying to enjoy the moment and take in the experience, ultimately.
I think we can take a look at the London Pulse team sheet and see what strength and depth they have there. And any changes to the side? We've got one change, Pam.
Yeah, just one change in that wing attack position. Taylor Honey comes in. Alicia Scholes is on the bench, so potentially see those interchanges happening. Liv Shashin and Sasha McDonald at goal attack. That partnership has been ever building over this season and getting stronger and stronger. Tamsin talked about their attacking end. They're now getting those connections. And with Ellie Ratu in the centre, that foursome will be looking to do some damage. And then the back three, Lindsay Keeble, the stalwart of the Super League, a goalkeeper in front and guiding the youngsters of Fumi Fadoju and Zara Everett. Zara Everett, captain, oh, what a leader she's shown in this team. And she's been really pushing from that back and helping everyone kind of grow.
OK, let's hear from Sam Bird. She's speaking to Hannah.
Got it.
Well, Sam, how have you as a group recovered from the disappointment of that semi-final loss on Friday night ahead of this third place matchup?
Well, I think quite rightly we were disappointed. You know, we're here to try and win, so good to be disappointed and upset. But we parked it pretty quickly, and this game is about what we can do today. And it's sometimes sort of badged up as a game you don't want to be in. But given we are such a young side, every game now matters for us. So we're looking forward to it.
Considering as well that you finished eighth last season, how vital is it for you to cement that third place finish?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good to still have something to compete for. So we can't wait.
And what's the game plan against this experienced and very competitive Bath side?
Yeah, well, I think we both play a lot freer. So I think there'll be lots of winning the ball, lots of exciting play. And I think it'll just come down to who keeps a slightly cool ahead.
Fast and furious. A quick centre pass needed here. The fans are counting down the clock already.
Got it. Scored the howl ball there. Decker trying to get away with that. Knew she didn't have long left.
Wow, a brilliant first half here in our third place playoff between Team Bath and London Pulse. Hannah Wilkes, you're on court. Let's talk to our captain.
Thanks very much, Catherine. Yeah, Imogen Allison, what a first half of netball. First of all, does it feel as physical as it looks? Because there are bodies flying everywhere.
Yeah, definitely, but that's just the way the game is at the moment. So you've got to get in the fight.
It's a real defensive battle. You've held on to that one goal lead then heading in to half time. How will you look to extend that, and how do you shut down this Pulse defence?
I think just ball smarts, really, using the ball speed, using your fakes and getting around them.
Best of luck in the second half. Thanks, Imogen. Bring in Zara Everett. I mean, Zara, what a battle. You did regain the lead. How did you do it, and how will you make sure you do it again early on in the third quarter?
I think we had a lot of opportunities defensively in the first quarter and in the second quarter, so it's just about capitalising on those, making sure we're looking after the ball.
What do you think will be the message from Sam Bird at half-time? Because I know she wants you guys to come out here, get this experience of playing in this big game experience, and you are being tested early on.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's more about more than just about the experience. It's about winning today as well. We want to come away with that third place medal, as we sat in third place all year. So it will just be sticking to task, showing what we've done all season is going to be implemented here again today.
Oh, nearly. Not quite. The fairy tale just wasn't there for Kim Borgia with the final shot of her career. But what a third place playoff. Team Bath beat London Pulse. A brilliant, brilliant match to end the season of both of the teams. We say goodbye to Anna Stenbridge, onwards and upwards for Sam Bird. But in their final match of the season, Sam's in. Team Bath, the five-time champions, outwit London Pulse.
Yeah, well, they just deserve it in the end, didn't they? Just that bit of experience when it mattered going into the circle. I think we said it was going to be a defensive game. 36-32. It's been a long time since we've seen such a low-scoring game in 60 minutes. However, it wasn't the scrappiness. It was just more the individual brilliance of certain key players. Zara Everett, Fumi Badoji, Lindsay Keeble, Gustav, Hamlin, Caitlin and Allison. They were outstanding today. I loved every moment of those tips, flips and intercepts.
Tips, flips, intercepts. Bit of argy-bargy, because it meant something, folks. Team Bath and London Pulse. Let's go down onto the court, though, with Hannah Wilkes, who is with our player of the match.
Thanks very much, Catherine. Well, Leila Gustav, what a match, what a victory. I mean, how do you feel after that absolute cracker out on court?
Yeah, I'm tired. I mean, it's been a lot of rounds. I think Tash Tavlin was amazing today, and like, she would be my player of the match. She kept us in that game. Hard game. Pulse have been amazing this season, and you know, I just said to Liz that they should be so proud of what they've achieved, and they've given us all a big fright, us old ones. So tough game, but glad we rode it through.
It was quite the generational battle, actually, wasn't it, when you look at the two sides?
I know, yeah, it's really funny. I'm running after, like, 20-year-olds with my old legs. But, yeah, they've been brilliant all season. It's been a big contest. We really wanted to get a medal today for Kim, for Anna, and for Rach, so we're really glad that we managed to do that.
So many outgoing players for Team Bath, but just look at the journey that you've been on as a group this season. You know, you've had two COVID outbreaks, you've had unexpected player retirements. To get this far and finish third and with a medal must really mean something.
Yeah, And, you know, me and Pums are sat in the changing room. And at one point this season, we really didn't think we'd make top four. So, like, whilst we'd love to be in the final, that's not our story this year, when we're really happy to have medaled. And, yeah, happy to have got the win today and ended on a high.
Quick word as well then on your goalkeeper Pumza Mwenni, because she has been a game changer for this team this season, and you definitely gave Pulse something to think about today as a pair.
Yeah, Pumi is amazing, and she's the nicest person in the world to play with, so I'll do stupid things and she's like, don't worry about it, Layla. So, you know, she's been a really good addition to the team, a really nice person and really experienced, so, you know, we've loved having her.
Well, if you did any stupid things out there on court today, we didn't really notice them. Just deflections for days. But Layla, congratulations. You are the Vitality Player of the Match.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we wanted to win, but I felt that we put everything out there today. I thought we were outstanding, our defence in particular. Fumi and Zara with Lindsay behind them, I just thought were world class. And, you know, it's just an amazing performance by our team.
There were obviously some missed opportunities, some missed chances, but when you're up against a Bath side that's got the defensive end they've got, how much will your players have learnt from this experience today and that game itself?
Yeah, loads and loads. It's a big, big crowd here today. New pressures, pressures of being in the playoffs, and we've just come together and said we're coming back to win.
Looking ahead then to next year, obviously Paul's coming back to win. You obviously want to be winning it all this time in 12 months. What's the level of belief about what this group can achieve? Because you're going to have this group together for some time, all being well.
Yeah, yeah, the belief is massive. And, you know we've just missed out today, but, you know, we're a young team, as you know, average age of 22. You peak when you're 28 in netball. Well, this group's just going to get better and better. And I want the season to start tomorrow. Probably they don't, but I do.
For the neutral, that was an exciting one. I'm not sure for both benches in terms of the scoreline, and then the game ebbed and flowed. But, you know, what a defensive shift by both teams, like to keep the scoreline like that. That's a half-time scoreline. So, yeah, really chuffed to have got the win. And I think, you know, credit to Pulse. They really made us think and didn't allow us to push on in terms of when we, you know, went out to five or six in terms of goals. So, yeah, credit to them as well. And the girls, my team, showed really grit and character.
It was a true defensive battle, but can we just have a moment for Imogen Allison's shooting ability? I know we discuss super shot a lot of the time, but how do you feel about goals counting when they're scored from the sideline?
Well, to be fair, Imo's always trying to get the goal attack bib. She keeps joking around fast five, so I'm sure she'll remind me of that and trying to put her hand up, but yeah, entertaining.
Now, look, you're stepping away. You've got some PhD stuff to finish, time with your family to be had, but you've been involved in this team Bath side for so long. What do you hope your legacy is, or what do you feel your legacy is that you're leaving them in?
I think for me, I always talk around, like, players when they leave the programme, hopefully that they're better people than they entered, and I hope, you know, I've enabled them to be the best that they can be and flourish in their own way, but... Yeah, it's a massive team effort, and I think in terms of, it's not just about the legacy I've left. The girls have created this legacy and the culture, but I hope it will flourish under Ash's leadership now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.